Nolte, Al Sharpton still says Bubba Wallace possible target of NASCAR news. By John Nolte on June 24, 2020. All the way back in 2019, someone tied a loop in a rope that pulls down a garage door. And Al Sharpton, who made his name inventing the race hoax with the infamous Tawana Brawley case, still believes Bubba Wallace was a possible target of racism. You actually have to hear this to believe the contortions Sharpton is willing to twist himself into as a means to keep this hoax alive. Also, you have to look at Sharpton's desperation as good news. Good news of how little actual racism there is in America. Yes, my friends, there is so little racism in America that NBC News, Willie Geist, and Al Sharpton are willing to make total jackasses of themselves transforming a loop in a garage pull all the way back in 2019 into a noose directed at Bubba Wallace, a lack NASCAR driver. What I'm saying is that if America had a serious and pervasive racism problem, the fake news media would not have to bombard us over and over and over with one race hoax after another. If America had a serious racism problem, Bubba, it's still a noose. Wallace would not have to use a loop tied into a garage pull to pose as a victim of the unicorn the left calls systemic racism. Anyway. So even though Geist knows this is a loop tied into a garage pull, he still asks Sharpton for an opinion on the matter by framing the question this way. There was still a noose, as the FBI is calling it, placed in that garage last fall. Placed in that garage. Placed. Geist knows it wasn't placed. Nothing was placed. There was no placing. Tying a loop in a garage pull is not an act of placing. But if you find Willie placed Geist absurd, wait till you get a load of Sharpton response. The FBI identified it as a noose. NASCAR said it was a noose, and went along with the FBI's characterization. It was a noose. So the question is, even if they did not know that Bubba Wallace was going to use that stall, why was a noose in the stall? Let me stop here to answer that question, Al. It was there to make it easier to pull the garage door closed. But please go on. It's clear what a noose represents, and I think whether or not they knew sooner or later the one black driver would use that stall really doesn't answer why it was in the stall at all. Let me stop again to give the answer, Al. It was there to make it easier to pull the garage door closed. And now we arrive at my favorite part. Did someone know that it was in the stall when they did belatedly assign Bubba there? Think about that. Sharpton suspects someone saw a loop tied into a garage pull and maliciously assigned Bubba Wallace to that specific stall as a means to racially terrorize him. Which can only mean. So I don't think this answers a lot of questions. And clearly from what we just saw of Bubba Wallace, it does not seem he, who is the victim and possible target in this matter, seems to be satisfied with this, so I do not think that we've seen closure in this particular inquiry. It's just news hoax after news hoax after news hoax after news hoax. You want to know why Trump supporters don't have to fabricate hate crimes against them? Because there are so many real hate crimes against Trump supporters, there's no need. But on the left, it's hoax after hoax after hoax after more than 100 hoaxes. White Hispanics, Hands Up, Don't Shoot, Rolling Stone, Covington, Kavanaugh, Very Nice People, and now the NASCAR news. And this is how little racism there is in America. So little racism that the demand for racism far exceeds the supply of racism. America ends, not with a bang, but with a sad trombone. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.